It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 31st.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's word is expiate, spelled E-X-P-I-A-T-E. Expiate is a verb. It's a formal word that typically means to atone or make amends for something, such as a sin or offense. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Hollywood Reporter by Frank Sheck. Godzilla has long been a symbolic representation of the nuclear devastation that Japan suffered, and that theme is evident here as well. But Godzilla Minus One adds a more personal dimension in the form of Koichi's lingering trauma. The only way he thinks he'll be able to expiate his guilt is by destroying the monster. If you need to expiate something, that is, to atone for it, it's sure to be something you recognize you shouldn't have done. People expiate crimes, sins, transgressions, and the like in various ways, such as by apologizing or trying to undo damage they've caused. The word comes from the Latin verb expiare, meaning to atone for, a combination of ex and piare, which itself means to atone for, as well as to appease. Piare comes from pius, meaning faithful or pious. The current use of expiate dates to the early 1600s, and in the early 1500s, expiate could mean something else entirely, to put an end to. Shakespeare used it this way in Sonnet 22 with the line, "But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death, my days should expiate." Later, expiate was a synonym of the word avert, as in this biblical prophecy, "Disaster shall fall upon you, which you will not be able to expiate." Vestiges of these literary uses still cling to the word, which is most often found in formal, quasi-literary contexts. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.